is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day.
Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everyone to Your Lane Talk Show with your coach Trish Hannah, broadcasting live in Nassau, Bahamas on the Guardian 96.9 FM dial. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. This is the place where we empower, educate, and encourage women of all ages. I was just telling my guests, I can't even say women anymore. Let me not say people of all ages, and I can tell you why. Where we walk boldly in the lane God has designed for us to walk in. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our male listeners that tune in and call the show and they give their inputs and they share what they want to share. And thank you so much. We really do love hearing from you, especially the positive phone calls, right? We're about the positive phone calls today. I'm dropping my hints now, all right? This show will continue to step out of the four walls and into media, discussing topics that you may not hear at your local church. Not as much, all right? Last week, our topic was titled, this was what, episode 154, Love Shouldn't Hurt, Ending Domestic Violence Against Women and Children, where we had with us the Zonta Club of Nassau and the Zonta Club of New Providence. We discussed protecting, empowering, and standing with women and children experiencing abuse, and it was such a touching episode. It was one where we reminded our listeners that domestic violence is not just about hitting. Domestic violence can be physical harm, not just physical harm, but domestic violence is any pattern or behavior used to control, intimidate, manipulate, or dominate another person. Now, when someone says that I love you, we want to remind you, listeners, that love is not supposed to hurt, okay? Love should not hurt. We're supposed to be breaking the silence from all of that. So for anyone that feels as if, hey, I have a friend that is going through domestic violence, a child that they know that may be going through domestic violence, I want you to go ahead and tune into the show, which will, of course, help you to, because I don't have any of the contacts on me now. Sorry about that. But that show would help you to know, you know, what to do in those regards, who to reach out to, all the questions, the answers to the questions that you may possibly have is on that episode. That is episode 154, Love Shouldn't Hurt, Ending Domestic Violence Against Women and Children. All right. You can find the replay, of course, on YouTube. Go to Coach Trish Hannah to find it there. And of course, there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. You can tune in to Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian radio app for Android or Apple, and on the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also, for those who are Facebook persons, and those who like to be on Facebook and like the social media, Your Lane Life Coaching is live now, where you'll be able to see us. And of course, you can go there and follow while you're there. And then we're also on YouTube for those who like to watch YouTube clips and videos. Just look up Coach Trish Hannah and we're live there as well. All right. So our topic for today is Energy Budgeting 101. Take control of your light bill in 2026. I've been trying to take control of my light bill for a couple of years now, but clearly I wasn't getting it, but I am so excited. But before we get into today's topic, let's talk about a few things we can all relate to. Okay, for me, first of all, that light bill shock. Like when you get it and you're like, well, who bill this is? This can't be my bill. I remember saying that in the month of August, and I was like, this must be somebody, it's my neighbor bill, this somebody else bill, but this cannot be my bill. And guess what? I am so excited to have with us two representatives from BPL who are going to explain to me. Now, if y'all don't want to learn, that's your business, because I want to learn how I can save my energy come August 2026, okay? Because apparently, it was only in August, I ain't gonna lie, like July, August, I think. That's when, you know, the bills was a little weird. But coming down like September, and so it went back to its normal, I guess, what? How do y'all call it? How do y'all call it when you, what? The bill prices. What is that?
Tariff rates.
Right, the tariff rates. See, these are terms. I don't know. That's why I have the show, right? That's why we have the show, so we can get all of that, all right? And, of course, especially in the summer months where you have the children at home, everybody watching TV, you know, everybody have the AC on, piping, you know, all kind of things going on at the same time. You're washing more, you know, the fridge opening and closing more, all these different things happening. So I could understand why my bill was like that. I don't know about y'all. All right. But we're going to talk about that. But of course, we're going to talk about the Christmas lights and decorations and the extra cooking, and then having your family over by your house, and of course they want to watch TV and Hallmark and binge watch all night, all day. So we can talk about that as well. How we could help bring down or lower our electricity usage, all right? Of course, this is the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. But I want to be jolly in January too. All right, just want y'all to know. I want to smile at my bill come January. All right, and here's the truth. As we enter a new year, we want to budget better in 2026, honestly. We want more control. We want fewer surprises and a better understanding of how our everyday decisions affect our electricity costs. Mm-hmm. So energy budgeting isn't something most of us were ever taught. I know I wasn't. But it's a real-life skill every home needs to know and needs to be prepared for. Especially in 2026. That's why today's show is so important. And to help us understand what's really driving our bills, how to plan better, and how to save all year long. Once again, we have representatives from BPL, Bahamas Power and Lighting, joining us today. So I want you to call a friend, share the page, and tag somebody who always complaining about their electricity bill. Call them, text them, tell them, come listen to the show, because it is through knowledge that the just be delivered. That's what the word of God says. So if you want to know how to save, you got to have the information needed so that you could know how to better off conserve your energy. Okay? All right. So let me introduce my guest for y'all. Oh, I do have a question. The question for today is, if you want to call in, that's fine. If you want to text, that's fine. If you want to, Lord, I didn't start having comments. If you want to,
no surprise.
If you want to place it in the YouTube or the Facebook links, that is absolutely fine. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. If you want to text, the number to text is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. And the question is, a simple question, what energy saving tip has actually worked for you in real life? That's interesting. I know a neighbor that said, my neighbor that said to me, she turns off her heater in the day, and then she turns it back on when it's, you know, time for them to get in. That's one. Someone else says they take out all the plugs. I don't know. Whatever it is that helps you, if you've seen that it actually worked, that has helped you reduce your electricity bill monthly, call us and let us know what that is. Text us, let us know what that is. Input on Facebook, on YouTube, let us know what that is. All right. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 155, Energy Budgeting 101, Take Control of Your Light Bill in 2026 is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, YBE Promotions. Now, Nassau, I want y'all to get ready for a night of pure worship, true surrender, and divine encounter. The lead singer of Maverick City and Elevation Music, Chandler Moore, is coming. All right, all right. Come experience a move of God. Come ready for breakthrough. Come with a heart of worship at the I Shall Not Want concert. This is happening February 27th, 2026 at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street, Nassau, Bahamas. Now, if you want to, I would advise that you secure your seat now and be in the atmosphere at bahamastickets.com. Let me drop a little hint for those who are doing Secret Santa in the office and the secret gift selection and stuff. Y'all go get them tickets because you know for a fact you have a friend who always in church, who stay in church and who always praising and worshiping while they're supposed to be doing work. Go get their ticket for them, all right? And put that in their stocking. The Children's Dream Journal is also a wonderful sponsor for our godparents this Christmas. Give your godchild more than a gift. Give them guidance. The Children's Dream Journal helps you nurture the purpose God already placed inside of that child. Dreams are one of the first places the enemy tries to attack. But with this journal, you can help them record their dreams, pray over them, and grow in confidence and identity. It's a powerful keepsake that says, I'm covering your destiny. Get the Children's Dream Journal at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale, or you can order it online on Amazon. All right, all right, all right. Our guest today, well, the first one, let me introduce you. His name is Theodore E. Seeley, BPL's Director of Communications. He's the one behind many of the improvements we've seen in BPL's digital updates, community outreach, and the weekly program Keeping Current. With more than 20 years of experience in media and communications, he brings a wealth of knowledge to help customers stay informed. And along with him is the beautiful Miss Deanne Deal. She is the Supervisor of Customer Services at BPL. Deanne plays a key role in helping customers understand their bills, navigate their energy usage, and resolve the most common concerns Bahamians face when it comes to their monthly power costs. With hands-on experience working directly with customers across the country, she brings practical, everyday insight into how to read your bill, spot unusual charges, and take control of your energy budget. We're excited to have both of them on board to teach us how and why behind the BPL bills today. So, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, without further ado, help us welcome. I don't know how y'all can help me clap behind the scenes, do something. But we're welcoming Theo and Deanne into our show at Your Lane Talk Show. Welcome, my beautiful guest from BPL.
Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure having
Ultimate
you.
Ultimate pleasure, Coach Trisha.
Deanne,
thank
listen.
You for having us.
Thank you. And just because we got, you know, the experience, amount of years that Theo has been, or months, Theo has been with us with you all at BPL. But tell us a little bit about, other than what I've already stated, about what it is that you do and how long you've been at BPL.
I'll be happy to do that. Well, first of all, happy Sunday to you, Bahamas. And I have been with the company for about, let's say, about going on 11 years from 2014. Started out as a clerk and worked my way up to supervisory position, growing with the company exponentially. And so I'm happy to say that along that journey, I've had an opportunity to learn a lot under the auspices of many in leadership, and continue to do so. So I've had an opportunity to work, like I said, one-on-one with the customers on the front line. So of course I see on a daily basis the concerns that come across the table, and I do my best to raise awareness and educate the customers so that we can somehow, you know, damper some of that grievances that are associated with the bill. So like you said, you know, this is a positive vibe show, so I'm here to definitely bring light to the situation, yes, quote unquote light to the situation, so that persons, like I said, are more being a lot more encouraged rather than depressed when sometimes certain things that we read on our bill, we don't have an understanding. So sometimes when we're not, like I said, aware of what it is that we're reading, then a lot of time, a lot of misconceptions could be construed.
I love that. Thank you so much. And you're doing such a wonderful job.
She is. Every day.
Listen, someone answered the question on Facebook. They said, you know, the question was asked, what do you do to help keep your energy level, your electricity bills down? And the statement was, I wash all the clothes once a week and use the free dryer God gave us, the sun, to dry the clothes. Daily washing clothes in my house. Thank you so much for the free air dryer God gave us. Lord, I'd like to get my children to go put them in. Heavenly, anyway. All right, so let's get right into it, Theo and Deanne. The first question I want to ask Theo, of course, is from a national perspective, what are the main factors that cause electricity bills to rise across households? What do you think are the main factors for electricity bills to rise across households in the Bahamas?
So I think you started off with a really good point, that you saw that your electricity bill spiked in August, and then when August moved, it began to taper off. And so the message that we've been trying to drive home to consumers across the length and breadth of the Bahamas is the fact that, especially in New Providence, once the summer months hit, we have to turn on the switch at the Blue Hills Power Plant. Because the Blue Hills Power Plant runs on a heavier, more expensive fuel, that now means that that surcharge is passed on to the consumer, which means that you will see a spike in your bills every time summer rolls around. Simply for the main fact that on any given day, the Clifton Pier Power Station can supply New Providence. But when you talk about children being at home, there being added activities, the more energy usage, then we have to kick in Blue Hills Power Plant. And so I asked somebody the other day, I said, now, would you prefer the power to be off, or would you prefer for your electricity bill to just go up just a bit? And that's the difference in turning on Blue Hills. It means that you get the light that you need with no load shedding. We saw little to no load shedding in New Providence this summer. And that's a huge difference from years past. And so when you look at, you know, why do my bills spike at certain periods? Or why is it that, you know, I see a fluctuation in my prices from month to month? It's simply because once those summer months roll in, climate change is real at the end of the day. So once those months roll in, you start using more appliances within your home. You're at home more often with the kids being home from school. You will see those prices increase on your energy bill. It's simple math, to be honest with you.
So guess what? I was going to wait until the end of, or midway of the show to ask this question, or to dispel some of the myths that we usually hear our Bahamians say regarding electricity and BPL at large, right? Now, I want to do that first because I want to get this out the way. I want to clear the air. I want to use the God, what the writer said, the God free dryer, just to clear the air and get the free dryer rolling, all right? Now, some of the myths. Let me know if this is true or false. Leaving the air conditioner on all day is cheaper than turning it off and back on. And let me know if you think that that's true or false.
I would not agree with that, simply for the main fact that during the daytime, it's hotter. So that means that your appliance now has to work two to three to four times harder to cool that same room, as opposed to just turning on the air conditioner in the evening and it's not working as hard. So I'd say false.
Okay. Yeah, the compressor definitely takes on a whole lot more load during the summer months, and then we'll often hear a person say, oh, well, why is my bill so high? Well, that's why, because of course when it's hotter, the air condition works a whole lot hotter because the compressor has to kick in and take that hot air out of the room. So definitely not advisable to leave that on.
This one is a little weird, but I'm gonna ask anyway. Solar or LED lights don't really save money?
Yes, they do.
I have seen where I changed out all of the lights in my home to LED, and it has definitely decreased my bill. So I don't know if I could agree with that. And even in the holiday season, we've been trying to push for consumers to switch over to LED Christmas lights because it's not as heavy of a pull on your energy usage at the end of the day.
Keeping the fridge completely full saves energy.
This person is making my job so easy because these were some of the tips I was coming with.
Definitely.
I mean, it's a little rough economy. Maybe not everyone could keep their fridge full.
Right.
But however, yes, that is wise. It definitely allows.
It's true?
Yes. A full fridge.
Okay.
But not overcrowded, of course.
Right.
So. Yes.
Do you happen to know why?
Well, like anything, for the air to circulate, you know, a little bit better. Because when the fridge is not occupied with a lot of groceries, it tends to cause ice to build up. And when the ice builds up inside the fridge, it causes the fridge to work harder.
Ceiling fans.
So that's why defrosting every now and again in your freezer is important.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
See,
we learn.
There you go.
Chris is learning. Chris, say, I'm learning. Chris is our producer. Chris is learning. Someone says, interesting. Yes, that's very interesting. Keep, oh, nice, that one. Ceiling fans use a lot of electricity and raise your bill.
So does the microwave. I don't think a lot of people know that the constant microwave usage actually drives your bill up more than the usage of your air condition.
So, see, the thing is, let me be honest with you on that. My husband, from he old school, right? when we have the warm, yes, you know I go with this, right? When he likes his food warm, it has to be on the stove.
Yeah. Right.
So if I had known that, then I'd have to suck my teeth every time I have to go and put the food. I'm joking. I don't suck my teeth. But okay, so I need to do that with my children then.
Yes.
Go and use the stovetop if you want. Well, not them. I'll do it for them. If you want to heat up your food, just try
and
to keep that
all of these small
down.
Things, again, remember now, the summer months, kids are home. All they're doing is popping those things in the microwave. Yeah. So that every time they turn that microwave on, in addition to your AC being on, in addition to them leaving the lights on when they leave the room, all of these things spike your electricity bill.
Most definitely.
So what about taking out the plugs that you're not using throughout
yes,
the day?
Yes, that is advisable. Take them out. If it becomes too tedious to do that, then invest in a power strip. Plug your stuff into a power strip, surge protector. You keep that plugged in and turn the switch off, and then at your convenience, you just turn it back on when you need it. But it may be a little bit anal to have to like walk around
every single
time. But however, that's that vacation money, that cruise trip you want to go on. You better save
you
that
better
money.
You better save, honey. Every dollar, every penny counts. Okay? All right. I love it. I love it. And I like this because it's more like an icebreaker for us. So people have a better understanding and learning
what
and what not to do. What about you all? What have you heard? What's some myths that you may be hearing or have heard? About electricity that you want to dispel today.
People love to say, BPL love to turn off the lights. That's a myth. We don't love to turn off the lights. If the lights are off, we make no money.
Right.
At the end of the day. We are in the business of power generation.
Yes.
So that's the first thing. I think a lot of people also don't understand, and I'd love for Deanne to touch on this a little bit too. There are sometimes, let's say, for 3 months, your light bill was $150.
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice that for the 3 months after that, it dipped or it went up. And then let's say after those 6 months, you see your bill spike on that 7 month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do the automatic meter reading. And so there was a customer who I had to pass over to Deanne that had experienced this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes what happens is our technicians go out to read the meters. They may not be able to access the yard because there's a gate,
dogs.
There might be a dog, there might be something hindering them. So what they do is they do an automatic metering when they're passing your meter to just, you know, get the digital reading.
Right.
We try not to do that more than 3 months consecutively, just because you don't want to confuse the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But what then happens is after those 3 months of automatically reading your meter, we then get to the meter and we read it. And so what happens is all of the calculations that would have been missed accurately for those 3 months, it's now applied to that 4th month bill. So that's why you may see an instance where your bill spikes exponentially and you're trying to figure out, well, why is my bill spiking as much? It's not that we're trying to jip you or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, it might have been raining because it was raining quite a bit during the summer months. It might have been raining.
Mm-hmm.
We might not have been able to access the meter. So in order to get you your bill, we just did an automatic reading. But after those 3 consecutive months, we try to stray away from that. And Deanne can touch on it a bit more because there was a consumer I handed over to her who was literally bewildered by her bill.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to break it down more in layman terms for persons who may not understand what Mr. Seeley means by automatic reading, that's those bills that say estimation, okay? So
they do like an average?
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, we are dealing with man-made materials.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to have a margin of error sometimes
that,
you know, we have to do those things. And then, of course, like he said, they are corrected on the latter end on that 4th month. So, it's like I said, it's not something that we like to practice regularly. But if in those case we are, excuse me, we are... are very meticulous about making sure that our customers do receive an updated bill that reflects the true usage. And I've always found myself encouraging, you know, my customers when they come in front of us, you know, be proactive. You can also read your meter yourself and keep a log of your readings, and you can come in and take a picture of that meter and come in and bring it and compare it with our readings just to kind of stay on top of things, mm-hmm. so it doesn't kind of get out of line.
Okay, you mentioned, okay, texter, I got your message. I'm going to read that in right after the break, but let me just see if I could get this question out first. You mentioned having that we can read our meters, right? And how is that done efficiently?
Okay. That's a very good question. Okay, so like I mentioned to you, well, first of all, I think it's important to kind of understand the metrics on how to read your bill, first of all. Now, for the persons that receive their PDF bills through the email, you would usually see that VPL is very transparent in showing you how we break down the bill, and mm-hmm. my team on the customer service line, we also have no problem explaining that to persons if they have the time. Mm-hmm. But basically, you know, we work on kilowatt hours, and so the first 800 kilowatt hours usually is on one rate, mm-hmm. and anything that goes over that, of course. But let me break it down a little bit more. First of all, from 2024, I don't know if consumers know this, but mm-hmm. BPL has given the first 200 kilowatt hours free. So you're no longer charged for those first 200 kilowatt hours. So don't say we're not doing nothing. We are giving back. However, so that first 800 that is usually calculated, we take that 200 out, and that first 600 units is calculated on a rate of 11.95 cents per unit. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything over 800 units is calculated on 14.95 cents per unit, and then of course the fuel itself is now calculated based on what the market price is at that time. Right now it's at 17 cents for the first fuel tier. Now, when I say the first fuel tier, in times before 2024, we had one fuel tier. Mm-hmm. Now we have two fuel tiers because, like Mr. Seeley would have touched, once Blue Hills has to kick it, and those of us that use more have to end up paying more. Mm-hmm. So anything that's used over 800 units is charged two fuel tier tariff rates. Right now, that first rate is 17 cents, and that second rate is 21 cents. So, of course, as the, you know, the temperature changes and, you know, different metrics play to play, that can go up, mm-hmm. that can go down. But right now, we're seeing for most persons, the usage is going down, so they don't feel the brunt of the load, and they feel a little bit more of their bang for their buck. Mm-hmm. But for most persons, they do feel the pinch in the summer months, because now you're dealing with that tariff overage charge because most persons are using more in the mm-hmm. summer. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on top of that, those rates are higher.
So mm-hmm. we're reading the meter, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, we don't have one in front of me, so I can't really go into it, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say we have the actual bill. Mm-hmm. What is the main thing other than the cost that we should be looking at in case we would want to perhaps call customer service and inquire about the actual cost or the price of what we're being charged?
Well, like I said, first of all, find out when your meter reading cycle is. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
First one.
Obviously, in the Bahamas, our meter readers can't simultaneously read the island, you know, all together. So every area is read at a different time. So that's why persons will come and be like, when is my bill coming out? I will have to, of course, look into the system depending on the area that they live, their bill's at, and read at different times. Okay. So the first thing that you would need to find out is, when does BPL typically read your meter? Mm-hmm. And so around that time, you can use that as a metric of rule to go to your meter and take a picture. Take a picture of that reading. Mm-hmm. And if you wish for transparency, you can come in and say, hey, can you guys tell me what the reading was you got when you came to my meter? Because a lot of persons believe that we don't read their meter, mm-hmm. but we in fact do. And like I said, if we don't, we're transparent about saying, okay, well, it was estimated
so
during this
about,
set time.
Okay, yeah. So what about a meter that is on the side of the house where the dog resides? Right?
So you are never there. Why is that dog there? Y'all don't want us to read the meter.
So BPL is never there to actually read that meter. So they have to always use an average estimate or whatever. How does that work?
I wouldn't say that is the case all the time. First of all, if we sometimes see a pattern, if that customer sits in front of us, I would usually ask, can we have an opportunity to read your meter since there's an issue here? Can you guarantee us access? Mm-hmm. Because now at that point, you need to lock that dog up. You understand? Mm-hmm. If you're so...
So can you like have an appointment to say,
right,
okay, you can come? Right,
right,
okay,
right. We're accommodating with that. Right.
And the doors are open at BPL.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like I said, customers call me or text me all the time. These are friends, these are families, these are friends, our friends. I'm like, just come in. Mm-hmm. And I direct them directly to the end all the time because they're front-facing. We have at least three or four agents that sit on the front line who are able to meet with consumers and talk to them. Mm-hmm. But before I know you want to go to a break soon, but I just want to put in there that when we're talking about having access to meters and everything, we're moving into a more technologically advanced era. The International Development Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, sorry, just awarded BPL a $90 million loan to be able to put in infrastructure which will allow for automatic meter reading. So what will happen is throughout the Bahamas, from the north to the south, we will be implementing these automatic metering systems, which will not only be a good pinpoint for BPL, but also for consumers. So the two-way street will look like this. Consumers will be able to have the option to prepay on their bills, and they can also see their usage. Like you're talking about being able to read the meter.
Yes.
So this $90 million loan will now allow BPL to outfit each consumer, 120,000 consumers, with their own meter. Consumers will be able to track their usage. They can prepay on their usage, and BPL can now pinpoint outages as opposed to having to estimate or guesstimate when there's an outage. As soon as there's an outage, that automatic metering system will kick in. We can pinpoint where that is and be able to fix the issue.
When you say to starting again, tomorrow, let me know. Hurry up. It is
a massive project. Yes. And obviously, if you're talking about servicing 120,000 consumers, it will take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But the wheels are in motion. We expect that as 2026 rolls in, we will begin to see that infrastructure being rolled out. We're now working out the schematics as to whether we will begin in New Providence, which is the lion's share of the consumers, or we will maybe begin in the far-flung family islands to be able to, you know, roll it out, see if there are any kinks, and then move from there. But we're definitely excited about it. This is the first time that something like this is ever happening. And there are a lot of historic things happening at BPL right now as it relates to electrifying and bringing proper electricity and power generation to Bahamians throughout the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. We're excited about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Okay, Facebook input, I got that. I'm actually going to keep this up so that when we come back on, you will be the first post that I read, all right? Got a question. Well, it's not really a question. It's a statement from a listener. So we'll tune into that. Just let's take a quick break. Let's get some bills paid, and then we'll get back to you.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea, quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices, distributed by Thompson Trading.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you. Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com. Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. For those who are just tuning in, I am Coach Trish Hanna. The show is Your Lane Talk Show. We have with us Deanne, Deal Supervisor of Customer Services at BPL. And we also have with us Mr. Theodore Seely, who is the Director of Communications. That's what he is at BPL. And they are here to just keep us informed about how we can help with our electricity and how we can budget off and anything else that you may have, like some concerns and statements that I'm about to read right about now. All right. And right now, as promised, one of the inputs on Facebook says, I recognize in any given year, BPL light bill can go from one extreme to the next. It has never been consistent. We have thousands of Bahamians who can say they experience the same thing, even if you pay your bills on time. I have had occasions to travel for 3 weeks, and the following month, the bill is higher than the month before. My experience is BPL has proven to be talk and no action. That's why we're going to dispute all the myths right now, okay, as it relates to consumers' relief. So I'm going to ask customer service representative to hit on it first before we get the BP communications director.
Deanne, all yours.
All yours. Ty, you're it. Let's go.
Okay. As our motto says, we are building for better. And I think we do need to make sure that we, you know, give BPL some grace. In that, you know,
say
we
that
have
again.
Come.
Say
yes,
that
please
say
give
that
BPL some grace because, like Mr. Seely touched, look at we have not had any load shedding issues in a long time. So if we look at yesteryear and look at now, we have come a long way, and we are continually, you know, trying to hit the mark and be mindful of the concerns of our consumers. However, you know, Rome was not built in one day.
No.
So please do give us an opportunity to address some of these concerns. Like I said, and we're in an evolving market, you know. Things keep constantly changing. So until we can, you know, somewhat, master some of the things that we have, you know, maybe not been the best at, we just ask your patience in the interim while we do these things. But we are mindful and we hear you. We have a stellar director here who has done an excellent job, hit the ground running and, you know, keeping you guys digitally aware of what's going on. And when there are power outages, you see that, you know, we have a WhatsApp channel now that keeps you aware of what's going on. So please do give us, like I said, the grace to give us an opportunity to serve you better. But it's not going to happen overnight. But we do need to have a progressive mindset where we do believe and have the faith in us that we're going to get there.
Come on.
But, you know, but with
time.
God's grace. But yeah. we do need you to, you know, give us our flowers. while we continue to do the best to address some of these concerns that you have.
Thank you. I thought that was answered very well.
It was.
What are your thoughts on her statement?
So I hear and I understand the consumer,
yeah.
Right? Before I came to BPL and I didn't understand the full picture of what happens behind the scenes mm-hmm. and what it takes to run a power generation company, I was throwing my jeers out there as well,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But with knowledge comes power.
Yes.
Right? And so my job is to now educate the consumer and to answer these questions and concerns. So we hear the cries of consumers. We understand that on any given month, the electricity bill may skyrocket. It goes back to what I was saying earlier as well. You may have traveled for those 3 weeks, but what was your consumption prior to you leaving? Were we able to access your meter during those 3 weeks when you were gone, if it was your reading cycle at that point? So there are variables which lead to bills spiking, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to have the mindset of, well, what BPL doing for me, and they ain't doing nothing, and they're not consumer-minded, that's not the case. I want people to understand that BPL is more than just a Clifton Pier power station. Mm-hmm. It's more than just a Blue Hills power plant and our substations, right? BPL is powered by humans. These are people powering people. And when you take away the mask of the hate that's often spewed towards BPL, and then you understand that that's my cousin who works there.
Yeah.
That's my friend's mother who works there. These are people who actually want to keep the lights on, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with aged equipment. Mm-hmm. There was a cable fault. People may not understand that. There was an outage that was mm-hmm. caused by a cable which is underground, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It was at Goslow Bend. So I decided that night I would go out there with the technicians and just spend the night with them. We were out there until 1 o'clock in the morning trying to get the cable fault resolved. And when he pulled one of, it's like a wrapping around the cable wire, and it shows the actual date of when it was produced. So that means it was produced and it was in the ground all that time. It said 1970.
Oh, dear.
That's before independence.
Right.
And so when you understand that we are dealing with aged infrastructure,
yes. mm-hmm.
it's going to take time to change it out, right? But to say that BPL is not working, that's not the case. And that is what the new energy era is all about. When you talk about these aged infrastructure and aged equipment, we're trying to move away from the heavy reliance on heavy diesel fuel. So what does the new energy era look like?
Yeah.
It's the mixture of solar energy, liquefied natural gas, and battery energy storage. That sounds like German to a lot of people, right. right? So the first question people will say, why can't we just go solar? The Bahamas is hot. We have so much sun. We do not have enough radiance from the sun on an annual basis to be able to power everybody. We just don't have it. Even if we had the amount of power from the sun to power the nation, we don't have enough land space and land mass to mm-hmm. do it. So that's why we're doing it compartmentalized with various systems. Now, in learning from countries like Barbados, who went solar, and they realized that their grid collapsed because they didn't have a backup system. Mm-hmm. So that's where the battery energy storage system comes into play. So it's just as the name suggests. During the sunlight hours, the daytime hours, we will utilize the energy from the sun. As the solar panels are utilizing the energy from the sun, the battery energy storage system is now charging during right. the daytime. Mm-hmm. So it kicks in at night. Also, putting in LNG means that we're being more a sustainable company, mm-hmm. environmentally friendly. The people who live close to Clifton will be singing the praises of BPL because no longer will they see that thick smoke coming from those chimneys. It's going to be a cleaner sort of fuel for the company to use. So when you couple LNG with solar battery energy storage, this now means that there won't be that heavy reliance on the heavy fuels at Clifton and Blue Hills. Mm-hmm. What does this mean for consumers? This means that you will see a reduction in your bills. How soon are you going to see it? It is going to take time, but you will see it. As of next year, we will be rolling out our solar energy program. It is our hope that within the first quarter of 2026, you will begin to see the rollout of these initiatives. We signed power purchase agreements mm-hmm. with independent power producers who will not only be providing solar energy in New Providence. We have a plant that's in Coral Harbor, and we also have a plant which is not far from our Blue Hills Power Station mm-hmm. off of Blue Hill Road. Those solar farms will be able to add additional power to the grid. So that means there's resiliency and reliability. How do I break that down for the average person to understand? Let's say you want to lose weight, right? There are different methods for you to be able to lose that weight. You could fast, you can gym, you could take Ozempic. There are many things that you can right. do, right? Mm-hmm. But all of those things get you to your end goal. At BPL, our end goal is reliable power that stays on and clean power.
Yeah.
How are we getting to that? We're moving away from the reliance on heavy fuels. We're introducing LNG, introducing solar energy, introducing battery energy storage systems. And that way we can service consumers better. And that's not just happening in New Providence. Throughout the length and breadth of the Family Islands, we're also introducing these solar farms. And like I said, we're hopeful that within the first quarter of 2026, we will see the beginning of the infrastructure being rolled out. Mm-hmm. And so we just ask consumers to give us time.
Mm-hmm. And Grace.
And Grace, because we're working. We are working.
All right. So before I get into the next question, let's see if we can get into reading this text. That says, Coach Trish, when BPL turned my power on and off repeatedly, they blew my flat screen TV. Kindly ask them how can I collect my money from them for my TV? Because it's my TV and I want it now. No, they didn't say that last week.
For some reason I heard this song, right? In the back of my head.
All right, so who's going to answer?
All right. Let's go customer service. So we have a department called the claims department, so I would invite that that caller to come in and visit us in the customer service department, and we'll be happy to point you in the direction. Usually the protocol is, you know, an investigation would have to be carried out, but we will most definitely take your concern to heart. So mm-hmm. please do not be afraid to come in and see one of us. You can come and ask for me. In the customer service
area. Everyone
coming to Deanne
on Monday.
What did I just sign up for?
I don't know what you signed up for.
Listen. Hey, I'm here to serve.
You know, I'm sure they're all sufficient and efficient.
But
people.
I do have a good team, so.
Yeah, exactly. You're a team member, so they'll help with that. They'll assist with that.
Most definitely.
This is wonderful. I love it. We talk about spikes, right? Because we're now gearing into going into 2026. And, of course, the entire show is based on having to find ways where we can actually conserve our the energy, electricity mm-hmm. bills, et cetera. So give us some tips then on how we can keep and lower those costs and those bills and fuel and all those other payments down.
So I'll let Deanne take that from a customer engagement and yeah. a customer service perspective, and then I'll come in on the tail end to tell you of a beautiful promotion that we are launching, that we've already launched December 1st mm-hmm. for consumers. It's called the Merry and Bright campaign. And so I'll let Deanne take it off from the top, and then I'll share with consumers what we have for the month for them.
Let's go, Deanne.
All right. Well, I mean, someone came in earlier and just kind of gave off a lot of the tips that I was going to give. But, I mean, there's numerous. There's
y'all need to hire me.
But it just means, okay. That just means that, hey, our people out there are doing their thing.
Yeah.
So one of the things I like to use an example. Let's take some shorter showers. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? Now, I know we live in this very hot and humid climate, but for those of us who have a household of maybe an average of four persons or more, and we like to take hot showers,
the hot, long ones.
And we sit in there and sing in the shower and let the, you know, the hot water run, and by the time the next person reaches there, it's hardly any water left. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think now happens? That hot water heater have to kick back in and heat up for the next person. So mm-hmm. if we are, you know, considerate of one another and maybe somehow time our showers to maybe no more than maybe 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, you know, or get in the habit of, you know, scrub a dubby dub up and turn the water off, rinse off, and
not the cowboy man.
Yeah. It don't have to be a cowboy.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You're
okay.
Lining up, yeah, man.
Sure.
But, this ain't a cowboy.
Yes, exactly.
No, cowboy is more like wipe it off.
Okay. All right.
No. But just be mindful of those showers.
Yes.
And of course the hot water heater having to heat up numerous times. Another tip would be, like I said, defrosting your freezer regularly.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely is something you need to be mindful of. Another thing is making sure you upgrade to energy efficient appliances as much as possible. Those things do save you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, how about making sure that your fridge is positioned away from heat sources. Now, some of us have fridges too close to our stoves.
Okay,
because that in itself is a, you know, contradiction, heat and cold air. So that in itself can cause your appliances to pull more than necessary.
I want to interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. For those who like to cook and don't wait until the food is cooled down, but then they put the hot pot back inside.
Look how you taking one of my tips,
oh,
coach.
Let me stop.
Coach, man.
Let me
take
stop.
My
let me,
man.
Okay, let me just
talk. Let me cook, please. Yeah, she look like she ready to come do the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome, though. I like to see that people are aware of some of the things that they need to do. Mm-hmm. Another thing, so your laptops, right? Your laptops, when you're charging those laptop batteries, try to keep them between 20 and 80% before you decide to plug them in. Yeah, didn't know that?
You didn't know that, Theo.
I didn't know that.
Please, because we keep our laptop chargers just in straight through. So repeat what you just said, please.
So keep your laptop battery between 20% to 80%. Okay? Yes. And I mean, after a while, I mean, if you think about it, it's never really good to use any of your devices while it's plugged in. It's counterproductive. as she pulls out the plug. Ooh, I stepped on someone's head.
All right. What's next?
Oh my goodness. Oh. Okay. Turning off ceiling fans when you leave a room. Okay.
You had our Charlotte. Listen.
You know, I have children myself, and I sometimes may seem like a tyrant, but I'm thinking about my pocket. Mm-hmm. And so I have to get really, really, you know, strong
militant
on them. Yes, militant on them, like, turn off the light.
That's me.
You know, yeah, because I mean, every little bit adds up. Yes. Now, just before I touch back on another tip, another thing that I see very common with my Bahamian people, I made a joke the other day. I was like, I think I need to make a song on this. This needs to be the BPL customer national anthem. I ain't doing nothing different. Now, come on, my people. My people. We all do something a little different every day.
Yes.
You understand? Yes. I mean, Ann and us completely like the monk, where we are so anal, where we're sitting there timing everything that we do. Because people come into me all the time, like, but I didn't do nothing different. Yeah, air condition did something different. When your kids was playing hide and seek and opening that door, and you was in the kitchen cooking that peas and rice, and that heat was blaring off that stove, and that air conditioned door open, so that heat traveling there, and then you wonder why the bill going up. That's what you did different, ma'am.
That's right. Keeping the fridge door open.
Exactly. Or you, like you said, during Chaswell. The summertime, wasn't here to eat. Hey, nothing changed. Fridge closed, open back up, looking for the same thing in the fridge you looked 5 minutes ago. All these little things add up. So, my people, I just want us to take responsibility and accountability for our behaviors as well. You know, while we may want to pass the buck and blame BPL for everything, we also have to now reprogram and educate ourselves and teach our family and our children for a better future, futuristic, you know. You know, this is bigger than just the now. You know, we definitely need to be mindful that we are setting the bar. We are setting the bar for our children. So let's teach them now that use only what you need.
That's right.
You know, use only what you need. So another tip, pool pumps. Those of us who have pools.
Just
reduce
again.
Your pool pump.
That's why my bills are so high. What's going on?
I really stepped on some corns today. Yes. So try to reduce the pool pump runtime, because that needs
It's on a timer.
Yes, most definitely. For those of us who like to run our air conditions, let's try and use fans a little bit. I know a lot, because I ask persons when they would say my bill is high. I'm like, are you running AC? Yeah, but only in the evening.
As if it don't even.
That ain't me calling you AC.
Okay, so I say on average, when you come home, when do you turn on the AC? Oh, as soon as I come
home.
I say, oh, so use those set. When you go in the kitchen, you open that door, you just want to feel that AC, bram. I said, well, that's what you're paying for, right?
That's me again.
So when do you typically go to bed? Oh, I go to bed around 9, 10. So can we just run the fan for maybe another 3 hours before we decide to turn it on? Because 2 to 1, you may not even be in your room right there and then. You got to find some way
to cut back.
Yeah, no, but you got to find some way to cut back, because otherwise, what, you can just keep complaining.
And then blaming BPM.
Exactly. And so we're not telling you how to live your life.
Right.
But we want to teach you that there are ways that you can still be comfortable without completely depriving yourselves of some of the comforts that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. But it's just now, like I said, changing your mindset and those behaviors that have been a little toxic for some of us because they don't allow us to now be able to take care of other responsibilities in our life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to be able, because I don't people say, oh, I pay my baby, all costs, me can't pay my light bill. I mean, my phone bill, or I can't pay my cable bill or whatever. No, we ain't trying to stop you from paying those bills. We want to teach people what to do. So, of course, that they can be comfortable and at the same time
be better consumers.
Exactly. That is the idea here. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that for those who might feel as though their energy bill is way too high, I would encourage you to do an energy audit of your place. So the Ministry of Energy has a program where residential consumers can go in. You can ask for Mr. Baron Darville, and he will give you the full rundown on what the energy audit entails and how you can be able to sign up for the program. So the energy audit would allow for an individual from the Ministry of Energy to come in and take an audit of all of your appliances, because sometimes you may buy a home or you may move into a home and the wiring is old. And because the wiring is old and aged, that will drive up your energy consumption. And so once the person comes in and does the energy audit, you can be able to kind of pull back the cover on what are the issues as to why my energy consumption is higher than normal.
Some may be right, though. I need to just try not to. I try to be as transparent as possible, but if you point, I will whistle. All right? When it comes to someone with central air, is it true now? Because it may be a myth. I don't know. That it's better not to have central air units, central air within your home, and just use the ductless units instead to improvise. So you still get that cooling effect. However, you know, the
it doesn't run as long,
and it doesn't run as much. So of course, it would not have to increase your bills. So can you, I don't know if you could share a little bit about that.
I can't speak to the technical aspect of it, but if you're just looking at it from a common sense perspective, you're looking at the difference between separate units that you could just turn on in your room or in your kitchen or in your living room, as opposed to a system that it's throughout the entire home. I mean, when you put apples against oranges, obviously the ductless would be, you know, less expensive and more efficient, because now you can control it. If you're talking about that central air conditioning unit throughout your home, you have to wait until the entire home reaches that level on your thermostat that you have it set at before that then shuts off. So it's constantly running. So I can't tell you the end-all be-all on the technicalities behind it, but just from a common sense perspective, I would go with the ductless as opposed to central air.
And then of all, just to kind of interject there, but, you know, being mindful of those ductless units, you still want to make sure that you invest in a energy conserving unit, because the higher the SEER, the more savings, of course, you will see long term. Now, the startup costs might be a little bit costly. However, you'll see the savings in the long run. And like I said, I definitely agree with Mrs. Seeley. In a controlled environment where you can kind of cut the tie in one room, turn off, you don't get to do that with a central. And as I've seen in my experience with persons that have had central air units compared to the ductless, there is a vast difference.
I've been told.
Yes. Because like I said, if you think about your cooking in the kitchen, okay, this is the same air conditioner that's powering the whole house. That hot air is now also impacting the compressor, whereas if it's tied off in a room, it doesn't necessarily have to interfere with what's going on in that room.
Okay. All right. Let's talk. Let's switch a little bit about and talk about the holidays. Right?
I'm happy you switched, so we can try to get into this gift giving holiday.
So I want you to talk about what it is that you're doing, which is fine. But I also just real quick for you to enlighten those who like the, you know, the lights and all those different, of course, the safety for that as well. What are some common mistakes people make with holiday lights that lead to unnecessary charges.
Not using LED lights. Mm-hmm. LED will definitely bring down the cost on that. Like I said, in my home, I've switched out to all LED lights, and I saw the difference just on a general basis outside of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. But if it is that you want to get merry and bright, and you want to put lights on the tree and on the door and on the railings and on the roof, just invest in LED lights. I think that's a simple solution, right? Mm-hmm. And then we want to be careful in terms of putting lights that might not be LED next to flammable materials, which can catch on fire. There are a lot of times that we see fires during the holiday season, and it's just for simple mistakes that you could have avoided. So just using, again, common sense in not putting flammable objects next to your lights. If you find that your lights are, you can touch the bulb and see whether it heats up quite a bit. Just unplug it. It doesn't need to be on the entire time. So just using some of those easy tips, I think, could get us through the holiday season without any major incidents for our consumers.
I love that. You have anything to add on to that? Want to piggyback on that?
I think basically, because, I mean, when you think about the holidays, you think about a lot of lights and the decoration. Mm-hmm. So that's the main gist of it. But other than that, like... the holidays, we do a lot of cooking, invite family over. So, of course, get everybody in on the idea that, hey, okay, yeah, we're here to be merry and bright, but hey, next year, I will be seeing a bill coming from BPL.
So that's the thing.
Make sure.
For January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is there, you find that people... bills increased tremendously due to the Christmas lights, because the lights are only on.
It's not just the lights either. It's not just the lights either, Trishon. When you're inviting family to come over, you got that AC running.
Yeah, because you want them to be comfortable. You're using more
electricity, so you will see the consumption go up. That's a given.
That's automatic.
However, I'd like to switch into this merry and bright giveaway.
Go right ahead.
This is trying to tell me how to torque this show.
No.
Stay in your lane, Theo. Go ahead. Let's talk about Mary.
I'm simply trying to answer your Facebook viewer and listener who asks, what is BPL doing for the consumer?
Okay, let's go.
So this is what BPL is doing for the consumer. Yes, so sir. For any of our residential consumers who have been disconnected and they have no lights for the holidays, we're allowing them to come in anytime between December 1st and December 31st. Just bring us 10% of whatever your bill is. Once you bring us that 10%, you will be connected for the holidays, and we put you on a payment plan.
See?
And we just ask that you stick to the payment plan. That's it.
Yeah.
If your bill is 500, just bring in 10% of that 500, and we're able to reconnect you. You may ask how quickly we'll reconnect you.
Right.
As early as the same business day or up to 48 hours. And so this is our way to give back to consumers. We understand that some people want to be able to invite family and friends over and enjoy the holidays, but they literally have no lights on because the power has been turned off. And so the Merry and Bright campaign is just meant to lighten the holidays for consumers just a bit, bring in 10%, and we put you on a payment plan. Only thing that we ask is that you adhere to the payment plan and follow through with making those payments. Again, the promotion... it runs between December 1st and December 31st, so we're inviting all persons, and that's throughout Nassau and the Family Islands. Mm-hmm. If you find that you've been disconnected, it will require us reading your meter and all that stuff, but once we get through those technicalities, your lights will be on for the holidays.
I love that. Someone says that is so good. Yes, it is good. And that's a wonderful way to help. As you've stated, you want this the holidays, tis the season, right? Yeah. And you want to be able to ensure... No, I don't want to say that. Let me leave that alone. Let me stay focused. Right?
Okay. And I even want to say, even outside the holidays, Trishon, I think that there's so much that BPL does in terms of powering communities. Mm-hmm. When you look at the investment that we've put into nonprofit organizations just for this year alone, close to, if not over, $150,000. I'm talking about civic organizations like Zonta, the Give Back Girl, Bash, Just Cause with Women's Breast Cancer. Mm-hmm. We support organizations which are about building communities, because outside of powering the nation, literally, we also have to empower our people. And the only way you can do that is by adding financial assistance where possible. And so the corporate responsibility arm of the public relations department has honestly been on an aggressive push to be able to power these communities, because the only way we're going to shift the narrative about BPL is when people can actually see BPL is working for me. So I'm paying these bills, but where's the money going? And I'm telling you, we just supported Bash, and gave them a donation towards Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We just supported the Hope Fest, which happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. We just supported, as a platinum sponsor, the Zonta Ball. Mm-hmm. And every month, we tie ourselves to a social awareness initiative, whether it be lupus, whether it be heart disease, the Sickle Cell Foundation, the Men's Prostate Cancer Association. We are out there supporting. And we just want people to know that, aside from how you may have felt about BBL in the past, this is a new BBL.
Right.
This is a new energy
era
for BBL.
We can see and feel that.
And
honestly.
So we're working for you. We're working for you. And we may not be touching Trishawn specifically, but when we sponsor organizations like Zonta, and you're talking about women empowerment and fighting against domestic violence and other social ills that impact women, when you talk about teenage pregnancy, we may not be impacting Deanne, but because we just supported the Give Back Girl over the weekend, which has a nationally televised program, which is currently supporting the PACE School for Girls, we're touching every family by these little donations, these little acts of kindness that we extend into the community. Mm-hmm. And so once I'm there in the public relations department, I promise you, you will feel BPL impacting the community in a very big way. And I want to say a big shout out to the executive team led by our CEO, Toni Seymour. Mm-hmm. When she came into the seat of being CEO 1 year ago, she had an aggressive mission to bring BPL together as one BPL. And she started the One BPL initiative. And that's throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas. They formed their teams. They had a BPL, basically BPL games, you know, and it was about bringing people together because a happy workplace means a productive workplace. And One BPL extends outside the walls of just BPL. She's led a mission that, because she's a Family Island girl, she wants to also make the she also wants to make the change of powering communities in a very different way. Mm-hmm. And we'll be I'll give you a sneak peek. We could say you had it exclusively on this show.
Come on.
At the beckon of the CEO, she has asked us to institute a Bright Star Award because that's how her career really started in terms of the trajectory of getting her where she is now. So every student who graduates as the top of their class within the Family Islands from math and sciences, BPL will award them a scholarship at the end of the academic year, as well as the possibility to intern at any of the Family Island BPL stations. So we are out there working. The CEO...
I have to do this.
Yeah, the CEO has a vision to change BPL from just being a utility company to a company that is powering communities literally and figuratively.
I love that. They chose the right man for the job, right? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. And of course, whatever questions that you may have, I'm going to read a few of them after this break. But we're going to... Theo already answered half of the questions, by the way, because normally on my final time, I would say, tell us what you're doing in the community and all this other stuff, but he's already done that. But what we're going to do is just share any other insight that we may have left during that, you know, an hour that we've already passed. And if you have any questions, if you want to call in, once again, the number to call in is 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259 if you have any questions for my guests, all right? So let's take a quick break.
This holiday season, come to John's on Rosetta Street or Carmichael Road for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we've got you and the family covered. Shoes, bags, jewelry, clothes, and even home appliances. John's has everything you need for work, church, play, or the party in your life. John's has Skechers, Steve Madden, New Balance, Nautica, Hey Dude, Patrick Ewing, and other trusted brands. A John's gift card is the perfect gift. So come on into John's and start your holidays off on the right foot. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices, distributed by Thompson Trading.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Chris, I don't see my guests on Facebook. There you go. I want to see those happy faces. Welcome back to Your Lane Talk Show. I'm Coach Trish Hanna. We have with us BPL representatives here to answer. Well, actually, we're wrapping up. They have answered, if not all of my questions, a little bit of the questions that were asked from my listening audience. And as we were on a break, there were two questions that were text over to us. And the first question is, so why didn't BPL take the same advice years ago with their generation and 1970 parts to save us consumers money? And then the other one is your guest, Trishawn, your guest mentioned all those nice initiatives to help women. But have they assisted any initiatives for males, or are they only focusing on helping women? So you can answer any one of those or both. That's up to you.
I'll take the first one first. Why didn't BPL do it years ago? It's a valid question, right? But let's focus on the now. I can't tell you why it hasn't happened then, but I can tell you that forward movement is happening now under the leadership of CEO Tony Seymour, under this new regime of the new energy era. We are working now. The goal is to be able to shore up infrastructure. The goal is to be able to shore up power generation. The goal is to be able to provide reliability and resiliency. If we focus on what hasn't happened, we can't move forward, right?
Absolutely.
But what we are doing on this show is laying out the platform as to where we are going, the vision of the future, what BPL wants to become and is actively working towards. Mm-hmm. Like the individual said, why haven't we done it? But we are doing it in 2026 with the rollout of the automatic metering infrastructure, which is being funded by the IDB. We are, you know, upgrading our systems, and that's on a constant basis. We are upskilling our people in-house to ensure that we're able to meet the rising demands and the changing demands of the industry on a global perspective. And so I would just say to all consumers, including the individual who's listening to the program this afternoon, stay tuned, you know, and hold us accountable to the things that we're saying. A year from now, have you seen the changes? Have you seen things rolled out in the Family Islands and in New Providence as BPL has promised? Mm-hmm. I think from a communications perspective, I want BPL to be transparent and accountable because that's the only way consumers can trust you. That's why we built out our WhatsApp platform, which has over 15,000 subscribers now, so that when the lights go out, people don't have to sit there in darkness trying to figure out, well, what is happening. As the lights go out, you have that update in the WhatsApp group and you get continual updates on the outages that are happening. You get an outage notice, you get an outage update, and throughout the process, we're able to keep you updated on how things are happening. Never before has BPL introduced a real-time system in a natural disaster where we have been able to pinpoint or allow consumers to pinpoint their outages, send us tracking information, and have our teams respond. This year, we did that. Mm-hmm. That's progress. Atlantic hurricane season, we can say that we progressed in many areas. And so we are working to make the company adapt to international standards to be able to meet consumers at their point of need. I just say stay tuned.
Wow.
Now to the second question about, are we doing anything for the men? We are absolutely doing things for men. During the month of men's health awareness, we reached out to the US2 Foundation, which supports men with prostate cancer, being able to assist them with getting treatment, as well as the funds that they need to purchase things for themselves. Mm-hmm. So we gave a generous donation to the US2 Foundation. And then for the last month, for Thanksgiving, we did a clothing and food drive for the Bahamas Association for Social Health, better known as BASH. And BASH only caters to men. And the reason why I chose that organization for the department to gift during the month of November was because as a little boy, my parents would make me pack up my clothes, anything that I was not using for the year, I'd pack up my clothes, we'd buy some canned food items, and we'd go and donate it to BASH. And I remember doing that on a consistent basis. Mr. Terry Miller, who is the head of BASH, started the program in 1991. And it's to be able to give men a second chance. He takes men who may have fallen on the wayside, who may have had issues with drug abuse. He gives them rehabilitation. But like he said in an interview, you can go on our YouTube channel and you can watch the interview that we did with Mr. Miller. He says, you know, we don't just bring these guys here for rehabilitation, but we put them to work so that when they leave here with a skill. And so these are the kinds of programs that BPL is seeking to find, that BPL is empowering and powering communities through. So we are definitely giving to the men of our country because we understand that they are also under attack.
Absolutely. Right?
And so I want consumers who are listening to know that just keep an eye out for us. At least every other week, we are in the newspaper with our corporate social responsibility initiatives. We're out there working. We're out there giving. Just the other day, a coach from DW Davis approached me and said, you know, our team is going off to the Family Island to compete. Can you assist? Our small donation of $400 towards their trip, those girls won. They won.
Wow.
They won their, and they were happy to send back. They were happy to send us back photos of, you know, them competing. And they were so grateful that a company like BPL could come down to their level of need and assist them. And this is the narrative that we want people to understand about BPL. Yes, the bills are high. Yes, consumption is high. Things will change, but we're working for you.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. Listen, we can hear, feel, smell, taste BPL in the community. Thank you so much. And, you know, I haven't seen, felt, heard all of that before, but clearly you came to make a difference, and we want to say thank you for that. Thank you so much. And of course, as we wrap up, we have about a minute left just to find out from Deanne if there's anything else that I may have left out. Literally a minute, because we got to close up. Another talent is coming on board. Is there anything that we may have left out pertaining to assisting your consumers and helping them to help with the decrease of their bills, especially for 2026?
Just to kind of touch a little bit more on what Mr. Seeley was saying, but I just want to ask the general public to let us once again be a little bit more accountable going into 2026. We're here to teach you. We want to change a trajectory of the past where people think that, you know, BPL is just here to, you know, lay the buck down and, you know, make it hard for you to have power, but that's far from the truth. Please feel free to come, like I said, on the front line. I'm there with my team, and we're there to teach you about your bill. Those of you that are having issues with payment, because I know the lines are rather long at the office. For those of us that are tech savvy, let's try to make sure we jump on the bandwagon and you know, register for online payment. And we do have kiosks that are also available for payment, where you can pay by check, cash, or card.
You can also just call in. I pay my bill.
Yes, and we have an IVR payment. So, you know, gone are the days. We do still have our senior citizens who like something tangible in their hand, so they do want to come in. So we do have a senior citizen line that is available for them. But more than anything, I just want the public to know that BPL, like Mr. Seeley said, we are working for you. You know, we are building for better. Just allow us to do that. And thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be here with you.
Thank you. And happy holidays.
Yay! Tis the season.
Thank you to our guests, Theodore Seeley and Deanne Deal from BPL, representatives from BPL, for sharing their expertise and giving us practical ways to take control of our electricity usage. And to all our listeners, I know that you already made smarter energy choices based on this conversation that we had with our representatives today, not just during the holidays, but you want to be able to keep those, the insight and tips that they gave for, you know,
years and years to come, all right? I'm excited about the initiatives that BPL is doing for next year and moving forward. I'm excited about the change. I'm excited about the fact that they can come out of their offices and feel and touch the people and you know, and to give back. That is beautiful. You always think about businesses and companies that just take. But we heard today that BPL is not just, you know, wanting to ensure that we have the energy and the lighting and everything needed, but also to give back, especially to the community, those, the children, et cetera, to give back to them. And we definitely consider that as a blessing. All right. And remember, you all, that energy budgeting isn't just about saving money. It's about creating safer, smarter, and more mindful homes for you and your family. Take these tips, talk to your household, check your bills, and implement just one change at least a day, because one day makes a big difference. Small steps add up to big savings and peace of mind. And for goodness sake, for those who have dogs on the side of the house, wear them.
Tie them up, please.
Call BPL and ask to make an appointment so that you can come in. So that you, they don't be the blame, you know. That's come. Sometimes it's us. Right? We're the ones that just giving them that meter thing that they use to just go and average or whatever have you. That's because you're not giving them the opportunity to actually come in and, you know, read the meter correctly. And so I think that one is on me. Everything that they touched on, my toes all kapunkle up today because they mash them all up. And I can't blame BPL anymore. I think that's because I lacked knowledge in having to know how to save energy in my home. And so now I'm going to be more prudent in what I'm doing, more using more wisdom and, of course, your insights that you provided today. Thank you to my producer, Chris, for holding it down. It was such a smooth show. I'm Coach Trishana. I pray that, before I even said it, Lord, let me share before you start the music, I want to share the sponsors for the end of the show, of course. Your Lane Life Coaching. You can go to www.yourlanelifecoaching for life and relationship coaching. We got John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, Children's Dream Journal. You can find that at All Seasons Book and Gift Center, Palmdale Shopping Center, and on Amazon. And I have to put this flyer up for YBE Promotions. They are bringing in Chandler Moore, okay, February 27, 2026. They're going to be at the beach. We are going to be at the Beach Soccer Stadium, God's willing. East Street, Nassau, Bahamas. Tickets are on sale now. So secure your seat. www.bahamastickets.com. Okay, so thank you once again. Thank you to my producer, as I've stated before. Thank you. You could play the music now. All right. And I pray that you were all educated, empowered, and encouraged today. Stay safe, stay smart, and let's make 2026 a year of empowered energy choices. Right? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. God bless you. Stay in your lane in 2026. Bye-bye.